If it's the first day of the month, it's time to say rabbit, rabbit. Joining me now is Will Shortz. He is the puzzle editor of the New York Times and Weekend Edition's Puzzle Master. Good morning, Will.
Good morning, Rachel.
Do you say rabbit, rabbit on the first day of the month?
You know, I'm not aware of that, no.
Rabbit, rabbit, it brings you good luck. But you have the problem is you have to remember. This is that gets me every time.
And you have to do that every month?
Every month, yeah.
Okay.
It's not just ruined, it's me, Big Fatty, online.
It's time to say rabbit, rabbit.
Rabbit, rabbit. Yes! Well, hello, everyone. It is the Fat One, and this is episode 2481 of the BFO for two, I say, Tuesday, the 1st of August 2017. Y'all, coming up on today, say it with me.
A little show.
Y'all, I got some voice letters and some Ask Big Fatty questions. Hello, 18ers, Big Fatty. Hi, everyone. I hope you're too. I say Tuesday is going well. Yo, you're 18ers today. You have any idea? No, Big Fatty. Why? Y'all, I've just looked at my mock in calendar for the month of August. And you know, y'all, there's statistics that say that there are more people born in the month of August than any other month.
Yes, Big Fatty, because there's lots of fucking going on in November.
It's true. And, or maybe it's December.
Big Fatty, you can't count.
I can't. Poor Big Fatty. but y'all, on my mark and calendar, y'all, there are 18 names. 18 names in the month of August of people that are celebrating the exiting of the birth canal.
Big Fatty, and I believe one of them is on today's little show.
Oh, really? Who is that?
Big Fatty.
Today, the 1st of August, y'all, is very important celebration of exiting the birth canal.
Yes, Big Fatty.
Y'all, he's a lover of the choo-choo trains.
Yes, Big Fatty.
And I believe Digger has met this person in person. And y'all, he is out there in the Kansas City. Y'all, it's he's on the Twitty as Plan 9. Y'all, is that Greg? And y'all, he is always posting all kinds of nice things. Y'all, he loves to go to the concerts also. And y'all, I think I don't remember if this is correct or not, but I think this year he bought a new house. And y'all, he's always having these dinner parties. I want to be invited to one of his dinner parties. Y'all, he's fancy schmancy is all I can say.
Yes, Big Fatty, fancy schmancy.
So y'all, if you see Greg on the Twitty or the FaceSpace,
yes, Big Fatty, Plan 9 on the FaceSpace, no, on the Twitty,
y'all wish him a happy celebration of exiting the birth canal.
And Big Fatty, I wonder, will he be planning a fancy schmancy party?
Knowing him, he's probably going to get on a choo-choo train and go eat in the dining car.
Big Fatty, well, regardless, I hope he gets a big old piece of cake.
I don't know why, but you're hamming it up with Big Fatty.
Oh, hamming it up with Big Fatty. Oh, his whole life's a sham. And oh, all he wants is ham.
And I don't know why.
Oh, you big
playing you.
Oh, Big Fatty, it's me, Larry Vader.
Vader, V-E-D-R.
I barely have a voice. Can't imagine why. Oh, so here it's Friday evening, about 7:26 p.m. Central Time. But you're saying, but Larry, why it sounds like you're quiet? But it shouldn't be, because you should be in the airport getting on your 7:45 flight home. But I'm not, because Miss Girl up at the Delta went and ruined everything, or I'd be in Atlanta right now. But no, I end up with no flight, and I've still got to call Delta, because I'm not convinced I'm getting past Atlanta tomorrow, because Miss Girl was tippa-tapping, didn't know what she was doing, and ruined everything in the computer when my flight was delayed. So that is all I got. I'm gonna go down to the Pardon Our Dust, We're Remodeling restaurant here in the motel. And by the motel, I mean the airport Marriott. It's perfectly fine. Have some sort of steak and mostly vodka, because quite honestly, that's how I do. I do want to say that, all kidding aside, I'm sure some people figured it out, but I got to spend last weekend with Miss Kathy Bacon and Smelly and Little Bacon Bits, and it was simply lovely. They were beyond generous. They picked me up in their luxury motor coach and drove me all around, and they even had a cooler of refreshing beverages in the back seat that they offered me. They took me to lunch, they bought me drinks, they just kept buying, and it was lovely. And then they showed me the lovely city of something, Sioux Falls, and and then we shopped until we dropped, and Smelly and I had a lot of conversations about engines and motors, and that's how it went. It was just a fantastic weekend. I'm sorry that we couldn't spend more time together, but I'm very busy, very, very busy. So anyway, I got to find some clean clothes to wear tomorrow, because thought I'd be home. So, okay, got to run. Love you, Miss Bacon.
Oh, Vader!
Thank you so much for that call. I have a feeling. I have a feeling someone may have just piddled on the floor when Big Vinny, he's a smooth talker. He's a smooth talker, that Vader. It is true. And Vader, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you. And y'all, as bad as that call sounded, old Vader, y'all, he ended up finagling things, and he ended up flying first class, he told me, and getting a coupon for a future flight. Big Fatty, maybe he'll go back to South Dakota, maybe so, and I am so glad. And y'all, believe it or not, and I have this on good authority, y'all, this was the first face-to-face meeting between Miss Bacon and Mr. Vader. Big Fatty, I'm sure there was the unicorns and rainbows. Well, there's a lot of corn anyway. I don't know about unicorn, but like a lot of corn. Yes, Big Fatty.
Hello, Big Fatty. It's me, Big Fatty.
Hi.
I'm just sending you a message.
Oh.
I've been on holiday this week.
Oh.
I'm in Scotland.
Scotland.
I've been searching
oh.
for Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, Nessie.
Yes. I searched.
Nessie is my youngest daughter.
I found Nessie.
Oh!
And I've got Nessie here.
Oh!
In the studio today. Say hello to you.
Nessie's the number one fan.
Nessie, say hello.
Well, hello.
Oh!
Hello, Big Fatty.
Hi!
Hi!
Hi! Yeah.
How you doing?
Yes, lovely.
How you doing?
Yes, lovely.
How you doing?
Can you not hear me?
Loch Ness Monster.
What? Can you? You need a hearing aid?
Oh, yes.
Yes.
I'm
okay.
I'm pretty tired.
Yeah, me too.
I've been swimming around the Loch Ness.
Oh,
the
yes.
The Ness of Loch.
Oh, Yes,
the big lake.
That's a lake.
Yes, swimming around.
Yeah, lake swimming.
The trouble is, when you're as big as me.
Yes.
When you want to have some food.
Oh, yes, it's like Vera. Yes,
well, you know,
you need
the fishies are so small, it's like just having a little little bite.
You need a food hook. Yes. Yes.
You probably expected me to have a Scottish accent.
No, not at all.
No.
Didn't think.
Not at all.
No, not at all.
I've been here so long. This is my accent.
Yeah, garbled.
The accent was different when I first moved here. Yes.
Yes.
It's true. Anyway, yes. I listen to your show.
Oh, you do.
And I know all about you, Poodle. Oh, yes.
Oh, Poodle.
I know
yes.
all about Poodle.
Oh, Poodle.
Anyway, this is me, the Loch Ness Monster, Nessie.
Hi.
Saying hi.
Hi.
Hi. And I'll
hand
you back to it.
Oh, lovely.
Yes.
Yes.
Good to talk to you.
Oh, don't eat Nick.
There you go.
Oh, hi.
So that was Nessie, the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, lovely.
How wonderful.
Lovely.
I keep thinking it's a she. Nessie sounds like a girl's name.
Oh, he's not a dog.
Hey.
Hey.
I'm not a girl.
A girl?
No more than Poodle's a dog.
That's correct.
Oh, I'm sorry. I know. It's just my mistake.
Yes, it's...
I'm alien. What do I know?
Nothing.
Oh, that's okay. I forgive you.
Oh, me too.
Anyway.
Anyway.
Yes. I should probably go.
Oh, okay.
Hello? Hey, what are you doing?
Hello?
I was just introducing... just introducing Big Fatty to the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh! Yes.
Well, that's not fair. You're playing a trick on him.
Oh, is it a trick?
You don't have the Loch Ness Monster.
The trick?
You didn't find the Loch Ness Monster. No one ever finds the Loch Ness Monster.
Oh, this was a trick. You pull it.
Oh, he was here.
Oh.
Well, I don't see him here now, do you?
Were you pulling my leg?
I'm sorry, Big Fatty. Oh. It's been playing a trick.
A trick?
Sorry, Poodle.
Oh,
hi,
yes.
Hi, it's me, yes.
Hi, Paul.
Ick, you must... I don't know.
Oh, Icky
what
the Tricky.
Like?
I'm like myself.
Tricky Icky.
Well, anyway. Right, well, I better go.
Okay.
Bye, Big Fatty. Sorry about this.
Lovely nonetheless.
Just you say goodbye, Ick.
Bye, Ick. Yeah.
And come on, we've got things to do.
Yeah, things.
Yes.
Okay.
Bye-bye.
Nessie, okay. Where did you go to?
Oh.
I'm sorry. That Yeti, he scares me.
Oh, yes.
He's got such big, smelly feet.
Oh, smelly. Oh.
Well, my feet aren't smelly.
Well, no, they're...
They may be big, but they are as clean as the cleanest clean thing.
Oh, yes, the cleanest clean thing. Yes.
They smell like roses.
Yeah, but they're wrinkled.
Well, thank you very much. Anyway, I've got to go back to the lake now.
I'm not smelling your feet.
Both thinks I made you up.
Oh, who?
Well, you know... Let's just keep it a secret between you
and
me.
Yeah, and me.
Big Fatty and Poodle.
Yes.
And all of the Big Fatty online listeners.
Oh, lovely.
Yes, we'll do that.
Shh.
Don't tell Shayeti.
No.
Yes, he exists.
Well, he unsubscribed.
The joke is on him.
Yeah.
Oh, yes.
Yes. Okay. Okay. Bye, Tricky Icky. Okay, thank you for calling, B. Hey, y'all, that, of course, was Tricky Icky and the Shy Yeti and evidently the Loch Ness Monster who has nice smelling feet. B. Hey, who knew? But Tricky Icky, thank you so much for the call. Always lovely to hear from you, and the secret is safe, because you know the Shy Yeti, he unsubscribed. Very much like Miss Beaver's second cousin twice removed, that Michael in Stuttgart, unsubscribed years ago, and that Brian in Boston, former self-appointed resident historian of the BFO, unsubscribed. Yes, McVitie, they're just dropping like flies anyway, but thank you so much for the call. Yes, Big Fatty!
Big Fatty, tell me about the horror!
How much bacon is too much bacon?
How do you clean your leather, Big Fatty?
Why do you call yourself Big Fatty, Big Fatty?
What's the best way to make a pound cake?
Who is your hairdresser?
How do you keep someone from blatantly and shamelessly ripping you off?
What's the best fiber?
It's time for Ask Big Fatty.
Well, thank you, Big Fatty. Y'all are ex Big Fatty questions today. Leftover from Pride 48. Big Fatty. Y'all, these are from that Gus Chan. And Gus Chan has written in. He says, Big Fatty, if you were to play
one of the Golden Girls, would you be Blanche? Well, first of all, Gus Chad, thank you so much for the question. Always lovely to hear from you. And, you know, I know where you're going with this Blanche question, because she was a whore. Big Fatty, it's your birthday month. Of course you're a whore. I agree that I probably would have a little bit of Blanche in me, but I hear Granny shouting it out right now. I hear Granny shouting it out right now that, and you know, there's a little Dorothy and certainly some of that Rose Nyland in Big Fatty, but I think if Big Fatty was one of the Golden Girls, I would be Sophia. The crazy old lady that just said whatever the hell she was thinking and didn't give a shit what anyone thought. And Big Fatty, that's it. I think you may have hit the nail on the head with that one. Well, I do too. So, Gus Chad, I think that I would be Sophia with maybe a little side of Blanche. Big Fatty and Volga. Yeah, Gussie, y'all, the big brother, yo, I'm the big brother is, it's really interesting. There really only two people play in the game, maybe two and a half, and that's Paul and Cody, and the half would be Jessica. And the rest of them are, y'all, they're just floating along. They're just floating along. Christmas got the broken foot. And everybody else is just laying in bed and having their showmances. And everybody cries. Oh, everybody's a-crying. And, in fact, I think Turnip Head had a question about everybody crying. And I don't remember where that question was, but it was like, do they immediately start crying when they go into the diary room? And evidently they do. But y'all, it's good. It's good. Yes, Big Fatty, you love the Big Brother. Yeah, Gussie, y'all now, you know, it's birthday month. Yes, Big Fatty, here you go, being Blanche, being a whore. And y'all, I'm going to be over in Hatlanta for my celebration of exiting the birth canal. So y'all, I'm going to be pre-recording a few little shows. And depending, oh, by the way, Miss Bacon, I got a card from you today addressed to the birthday boy. Oh, Dick, I see. Y'all, I hope you have a lovely, just a lovely first day of August. Hope you said rabbit. Yes, Big Fatty. And y'all, I can't believe it is Cruise of a Lifetime month. Yes, we're not leaving to the last day of the month, but y'all, it's here. It is finally here. And y'all, I got lots going on this month. So anyway, it should be interesting. Y'all, at the beginning of today's little show, y'all, is a little clip from the NPR. Do you know what that is? A National Public Radio. And y'all, it's just lovely that people at NPR listen to the BFO, don't they?
It's time to say rabbit.
Oh, yes, it's the first of the month. We do it here every month.
You can leave a comment on the website at BigFattyOnline.com, and you don't have to use the www. Or drop me an e-letter at ruined@BigFattyOnline.com. Or call the brand new voice letter number at 619-784-6331. That's 619-RUINED-1. And ask a question or just natter with the fat one.
Yes!
This has been a presentation of the RNL Podcasting Network and a proud member of Pride 48.